Welcome students, and I'm Professor Pranav Bhatia, and today we will be learning about stock check process. Welcome students, I'm Professor Pranav Bhatia, and today I'll be taking you through stock check process. So first, the very important point why stock checks are important, we'll be seeing the importance. So there's a few pointers which needs to be kept in mind. Every retail store manages a significant value of stocks, merchandise crucial for store performance and profitability. So when the stakeholders decides to put a retail store, the whole idea of doing a business is there is a purpose of generating profit, and those profits can only be derived by selling stocks. So in case if there are stock outs, the profit will be less. In case the ordering is not done, the profit will be less. Products damage, profit will be less. And definitely a well-stocked, well-maintained inventory will result into profitability as well as excellence, operational excellence. Moving ahead, the stock check process involves comparing the physical count with system records to identify shrinkage. So what is a stock check? So normally we call it as a stock audit, or we call it as stock check. And the process involved over here is that there is a system generated stock report, which is verified against physically manually counting those stocks. And in case if there is a difference, it is called variance. So this is the stock check process. It is which involves physical counting, and again comparing it with the system records, and whatever is missing is identified as shrinkage. So now we will see effective stock management hinges on robust stock check process. So what happens is when the stock check process is robust, it is well in place, everything is defined, then effective stock management will ensure that the stock check process is done, and it gives a clear picture with regards to the inventory management. Accurate stock checks contribute to financial integrity and operational efficiency. So what happens when a stock check is done? It contributes towards the operational excellency, as well as it also shows how the staff are they integrated, what is the integrity, whether there are stock leakages through staff, whether there are different issues. And it will show you a clear financial picture with regards to the health of the store. Proactive stock management minimizes revenue loss and ensures customer satisfaction. So when the store manager or the store leader proactively conducts stock audits, it will minimize the shrinkage, it will mitigate the risk, and it will ensure proper customer satisfaction. So that is the advantage of stock management. Now we will see the stock check process overview. Stock check is conducted systematically by the stock controller, typically on an annual, semi-annual or quarterly basis. So there is a stock controller in the organization. Normally stock controllers are based at regional level. Certain stock controllers are based in the head office level, and they schedule different type of stock audits. It can be annually, it could be scheduled annually, it can be scheduled semi-annually, or maybe within 6 months or every 6 months. And certain stock controller conducts audit on quarterly basis. That is also a provision. It's all at the discretion of the stock controller. So we will now see what are the activities which are scheduled during a stock audit or a stock check process. So activities are scheduled during non-trading hours to minimize disruption to store operations. So when a stock controller makes a schedule of a store, normally the timings are after the store closing process. So if a store is getting closed around 10 p.m. in the night, when the stock check is announced, that particular day the store will be closed earlier. Instead of 10 p.m. it might get closed at 8 p.m. And which is normally non-trading hours. So maybe when the stock check date is decided, there are signages which are put in the store saying that today the store will open at 8 p.m. And once the last customer has left, then the stock check will start. So a stock check of doing anything, any store which is about 10,000 square feet and more, it requires a full night to do stock check. and therefore it is apparent that a proper communication is done to various teams. So when our stock check is scheduled, proper communication from the store manager needs to go to the warehouse person, to the floor staff, to the VM team for putting up signages, and various floor managers to ensure that they do their stock check of their respective departments. The data is clubbed and then it's verified against the system. So proper planning and communication ensure smooth execution of stock check process. That is a very important point. Stock check frequency may vary based on store size, product turnover rate, and seasonal fluctuations. So the stock controller will decide the stock check frequency varies from store size. So in case if a store size is smaller, the frequency would be higher of doing stock checks. If the store size is much bigger, 1 lakh square feet and above, the chances are it might happen once in 6 months or once in a year. So all those factors are there considered before doing a stock check. Stock check team comprises members from various departments to ensure comprehensive coverage. So normally whenever a stock audit is decided, they comprise of team members from various departments to ensure that there is a maximum coverage. Certain time it happens that a team from non-food will do audit of food so that there is no biasness. It can happen that the team from general merchandise might do audit of apparels. So this is basically a safety measure that in case if a staff is involved in shrinkage, the staff would know that which stocks he has pilfered or shoplifted. So he might scan those barcode and gives a fudge report. So normally there are different teams, cross teams, which are used for audit purpose so that it gives a clear picture. So it all depends upon organization to organization if they wish to do such unbiased audit, or normally there are teams, they pick up team members from different departments and they ensure that the maximum store is covered during the stock check. There are certain steps which needs to be followed. So we will now see what are the steps which needs to be followed before a stock check. Communication of stock check date to all store personnel, including security and regional commercial departments. So the stock controller, once they decide upon a date, they will communicate to the store manager. The store manager needs to communicate to all the departments, including the security and the regional commercial department. Coordination with warehouse manager to establish cutoff dates for stock movements. So moment the store manager comes to know the stock check date, there has to be a coordination from the warehouse person to the distribution manager and to the vendors, announcing that, okay, in case if their date is decided as a 10th July would be the date of stock take, then the warehouse manager will communicate to the DC person, distribution center manager, and to the vendors that, okay, 8th or 9th July would be the cutoff date for stock movements. So no new stocks will come in the store. And again, there would be no stocks would be sending out on those dates, returning of those goods. So anything which needs to be returned will be either done by 8th of July, or probably they would do it after the stock take. But yes, definitely inverting of new stocks will be stopped. And therefore, this cutoff dates plays a very important role for during the stock movements. Preparation of count sheets, arrangement of necessary equipment, and provision of staff amenities is a very important part. So every department will have a count sheet, and there are handheld scanners which are used. So which comes under the necessary equipment part, and provision of staff amenities. So when a stock take happens, normally it happens in non-training hours, probably after 8 p.m. or after 10 p.m. The store team needs to ensure that there are proper amenities available, food is provided, they are working in the night, every possible facilities are available, the computer desktops are working, count sheets are provided so that if they are counting manually, they will write on the count sheet. If they are scanning, then the scanned reports are merged into a system. So all those facilities needs to be provided well in advance. The planning needs to be done well in advance. Contingency planning for power cuts and other unforeseen circumstances need to be taken into consideration. So the stock take normally happens in the night, and chances are there might be a power outage. So the store manager with the store admin needs to ensure that there is adequate diesel available in the generator set so that in case of power cut, the generators can be used and proper stock take happens and which gives a proper report next day morning. Verification of security measures to prevent unauthorized stock movements during the count. So the store manager needs to keep an eye, adequate security measures needs to be taken that stocks are not moved out either of the store or from one location to another location, which will hamper the count. And therefore, a lot of proactive measure needs to be taken by the store manager. What are the steps needs to be done during the stock check? We will see there are 4 or 5 points right now which needs to be considered. So methodical counting of stocks starting from left to right from gondolas and from bottom to top for base. So there are certain prescribed steps which needs to be followed during the stock check, and the normal processes are it should start from left to right. So when a gondola stock checking is happening, it will start from left and it will move to the right, and for the base it will start from the bottom base shelf and it will move to top. So it's bottom to top for the base. So these are the standard rules procedure needs to be followed. Clear demarcation of consignment stock and exclusion of pending GRNs from the count. So certain stocks which are on returnable basis, which can be returned to vendor, will not be counted. That is, so there could be a clear demarcation of the consignment stocks that needs to be done. Also, in case when there is outward from the warehouse, from the DC, they have done an outward, but the stores have not inverted it, and still the goods are shown in stock in transit. The pending GRN is good received note. So for whichever stocks which are not, whose GRN is not generated, will not be counted. So stocks which are hanging, not hanging means they are physically in the store warehouse, but they are not inverted, the GRN is pending, then those stocks will not be counted. It has to be moved to a separate place and it has to be clearly labeled. It has to mention that this GRN is pending for these stocks and they should not be included in the stock take. Next step is verification of barcode or AN code issues with prompt resolution by the flow manager. So before the stock take starts, the flow manager needs to take a round, ensure all the products have a barcode. In case if there are no barcode, then he has to ensure that the barcodes are printed and barcodes are fixed so that during the stock take it doesn't create hindrance for the stock take team. Recording of physical counts in both count sheets and in the system. So normally whenever there is a count which happens, then it has to be entered in the count sheet manually, and it also has to be mannered into electronic system as well, so that there is no ambiguity of the records. Regular updates and coordination between teams to address any challenges or discrepancy encountered during the count. So normally if there are multiple teams which are working, and in case if any particular team has encountered an issue, then that needs to be updated or communicated to the different teams so that they don't face the same challenge. And in case if they have faced, the first team they faced any issues which was resolved, then the probable solution also needs to be communicated to other teams so that there are no discrepancies and that stock check is happening in a particular way and it should give 100% results. Now we'll see what are the steps to be done after stock checking is done. Systematic arrangement of stocks according to planograms. So whenever any product is removed for stock check, the barcodes are scanned, it is put in a way which is not appealing to the eyes, it is not properly stacked. So the store team needs to ensure that the product which is meant on a particular shelf with a particular signage is stacked properly and it is as per the planograms. The second step after what stock check is done needs to be done is generation of SKU wise variance report for analysis. So normally once the handheld barcode quantity is scanned, it is uploaded in the system and the system report is generated. So actual stock versus physical stock, the report is generated and SKU wise variance report is generated for the analysis purpose. Detailed examination of positive variance cases and recounting of significant discrepancies. So there is a detailed examination which happens, and in certain departments if the variance is high, then probably a recounting needs to be done. There might be an issue or there might be an error while counting, to be a doubly sure, the recounting needs to be done, and once the physical counting is done, again the system generated report is done, the variance report is fired to check why there are significant discrepancies in that report. Compilation of final reports by the stock controller and submission to management for approval and adjustment of stock variances in the system. So once these reports are generated, the stock controller will submit the variance report to this the stakeholder, and once they approve that, okay, these are the stock variances and they are okay with those losses, it will be sent for approval, and once it's approved, it will be these stocks which are missing are written off. So that's the process taken by the system controller. Implementation of corrective actions based on stock check finding to improve further inventory accuracy and reduce shrinkage. So when this report is generated, there is a corrective action, implementation of corrective plans is done to ensure. So in case if there is a particular product category where the shrinkage is high, whether it's chocolates or whether it's biscuit, once the report says that shrinkage is high, then probably the store management team will take accurate measures. So in case your number of in case of razors, high price razors, the shrinkage is high, then the store team will take a discussion that okay, this blade needs to be kept near cash tills under lock and key to ensure that that there's no further shrinkages in that. So this will help into inventory correction as well as it will reduce shrinkage. So students, now we will see what is a global count. So we'll now be studying what is introduction to the global count. Global count involves daily counting of all products in exclusive brand outlets. So as I have said earlier also that in case of apparels, there is a high rate, in case of apparels, there is a risk of shrinkage, and definitely the store manager needs to be proactive. So global count is a physical count which is done daily on daily basis in products which are highly expensive, which are less in quantity, and definitely it needs to be done on daily basis. In certain stores it is done on weekly, certain stores it's done once in a 2 weeks. So depending upon the style, size and the product, the global count happens. When global count happens, it ensures it mitigates the risk, it prevents losses, and it enhances customer trust. Essential for higher value items like jewelry, cosmetics, watches and accessories. So when whichever store is selling jewelry, cosmetics, watches and accessories, there the global count is mandatory, and it is for the high value items. So it needs to be done on daily basis. Conducted twice daily to check for missing or stolen items. So if you see that whenever any store is selling jewelry, it is selling cosmetics and watches, the global count is done twice, once in the morning and once in the night. So what is done is the previous day closing becomes next day's opening. They physically count it. Whatever they sold is mentioned against, it's checked with the sales report. And again, it's counted in the night to get the closing stock. So normally it's conducted twice daily to check any missing or stolen items. Builds customer satisfaction by ensuring products are always in stock. So as and when stock global count is done, it gives a clear picture that in case of cosmetics, there are 10 variants. And when you count, you ensure that whichever stock is missing, you order that and ensure that the customer is, there is a high level of customer satisfaction. As and when the customer walks in, proper stocks are available for them to shop. Facilitates quick identification of different discrepancies for immediate action. So in case if there is a wrong inventing which has happened with advent of global count, it will clear the it will identify the discrepancies, and corrective stock action can be taken, corrective immediate action can be taken. Now we'll see what are the advantages of global count. So when a store does a global count, it enhances the security and it prevents losses. It builds customer trust and satisfaction. So the right product is available at the right time. There are no stockouts, resulting into operational excellency. Ensures compliance with standards and regulation. So as and when whatever are the SOPs laid down with regards to the inventory management, it does the compliance part as well. The next part is to when a global count is done, it improves operations and saves cost. So as and when it will reduce the shrinkage part, there is correction with regards to the ordering as well. So when a floor person is setting for ordering stocks, he refers the global count sheet and he'll only order those stocks which are not available, thereby improving operations and saving cost with regards to money. There is no extra ordering which is happening. Utilizes technology to enhance efficiency. So when a global count happens, there can be handheld scanners also used. That is also increasing the efficiency. The faster you do the global count, the person will become free immediately for attending the customers. Facilitates quick identification of discrepancies for immediate action. So a moment in case of there is wrong inventory or inverted, it will facilitate quick identification of discrepancies. That's the advantage of global count. Now we'll see stock count methods and techniques. So managing inventory effectively is crucial for retail operations. The stock management plays a very crucial role. So managing inventory is a very important factor and that needs to be adhered to 100%. Different stock count methods serve different purposes. So definitely there are different types of stock count methods and that serves all different purposes. Understanding the advantages, limitation and best practices is essential. So merely doing stock count or the global count will not help. What are the advantages? Going deep down, understanding, doing a root cause analysis. What are the limitations? How it can be overcome? And what are the best practices essential needs to be spread along with the at the chain level to ensure that it is successful. So now let's explore some severe common stock count methods and techniques. So we'll be studying this, we'll be going through different methods. Each method offers unique benefits and challenges, facilitates quick identification of discrepancies for immediate action. First is in the stock global count, first is cycle counting. Now what is the cycle counting? The description of cycle counting is regular count of specific inventory sections throughout the year. So that is the description of cycle counting. Now advantages of cycle counting are continuous monitoring, less disruption, quick issue identification. That's the benefit of cycle counting. Limitations of cycle counting is potentially bias, resource incentive and complexity. So cycle count is done throughout the year. It is resource based, so a staff is required. That's the limitation. Sometimes the cycle counting is done by the same staff who's involved in the theft. So that person is aware that which product he has pilfered. Definitely there would be bias. He would scan those barcode and fudge a report. So that's the limitation. There's a complexity also involved in that. Recommendations ideal for store with high value or fast moving items. So cycle counting is required or is recommended for stores who sell high value products or there are items which are fast moving. So that's where the cycle counting is recommended. Cycle counting facilitates quick identification of discrepancies for immediate action.